Tomorrow, Sergeant Major Robert James Cottle will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The 45-year-old veteran of two tours in Iraq was serving in Afghanistan when a roadside bomb took his life. Cottle was in the Marine Reserves. His regular job was with the Los Angeles Police Department. He's the first LAPD officer to be killed during military service in Afghanistan. Reporter Brian Watt of member station KPCC has this remembrance.
Robert J. Cottle was born in the Los Angeles suburb of Whittier in 1965. He enlisted in the Marine Corps at age 18. 7 years later, he became an LAPD cop.
I've known R.J. Cottle for 20 years. He was a basic level police officer working for me when I was a watch commander.
Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck said Cottle, known as R.J. to his colleagues, went on to serve in the department's elite SWAT unit.
I cannot say enough things in respect to him. He was a true leader, a person with great heart. I will miss him every day.
On Tuesday, the police blocked off streets in downtown Los Angeles. Two mules pulled a farm wagon that bore Cottle's flag-draped coffin away from police headquarters. Police Chief Beck walked behind the casket with Cottle's wife, Emily, a naval officer herself. She carried their 9-month-old daughter. Dozens of LAPD officers and U.S. Marines followed. Retired cop Todd Reingold was among them.
The guy was just a gentleman. He was like a throwback gentleman, somebody from the 40s or the 50s or something.
Reingold was one of Cottle's drill instructors when he started at the police academy 20 years ago. They later worked together on the SWAT unit. Reingold remembered Cottle as very serious when the moment called for it, but at other times, he said, the officer dropped humorous RJ-isms into his speech.
He'd always say, "Stay frosty, gents," and he'd leave you. Or he'd always sneak away and try and eat a couple of Twinkies. That was his big thing. And he was only 148 pounds, but he would call himself 148 pounds of twisted steel.
As the procession arrived at the church, Leah Norman stood with a small crowd to watch.
There's not enough people standing here. There's not enough people here.
She didn't know R.J. Cottle, but wore a button that pictured her 18-year-old son, an Army private serving in Iraq.
You're looking at a hero. How many times do we ever get to see a hero face close up like this? They're not on TV. They're not in the sports. These are the real people because they're on the front line.
Robert J. Cottle was killed on March 24th during a patrol in Afghanistan's Helmand province. At the memorial service, he was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart and Bronze Star. For NPR News, I'm Brian Watt in Los Angeles.